Hi, this is Pastor Mike Gordon, and welcome to Bethel Brandon Sunday Message. For more information about this podcast and more resources, visit us at bethelbrandon.ca.
On listening. Before we can hear, we need to listen. And so how many of you guys have ever played the game telephone before? Telephone, you know, where you whisper in one ear, you start with a sentence, you whisper in one person's ear, and then you go all the way across the room to everyone. At the very end, it's something usually completely different and sometimes hilarious. Have you guys ever done that before? Maybe when you were a kid, younger, maybe even just recently. We did it with the youth group and it actually didn't work as much as I wanted it to. They actually were really on track. I was like, wow, you guys are way better at this than I thought so. And so they fooled me. But the more people you have, the more it changes. And so my point with that one for the youth was to show if we're not listening carefully, things can change and we can actually twist it in a way that it was never meant to be said. And so when we're not listening, it can go into different places. And so I want to start off by reading in John 10, 27 and 28. And this is what it says. My sheep listen to my voice. Now it's talking about the good shepherd, Jesus speaking at this moment and talking to his disciples. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them from my hand. That sounds pretty great, doesn't it? Not only that, not only can we hear a good shepherd's voice, we hear his voice as sheep, as believers in Christ. We hear his voice. We should hear his voice. But not only that, he gives us eternal life. And so I think as believers, if we're not hearing God's voice, there's something missing. There's something there. But sometimes it's that we were never taught how to hear his voice. But it also can be the fact, maybe there's more voices that we hear than we think. So I want to go, there's about four voices that we hear. So, first one is, we often hear God's voice, right? That's the one we should be listening to. We have God's voice. We have our voice, right? We can hear our thoughts in our head. And we have the world's voice, so all the people around us throwing things at us of what we should do. And of course, the last one is the enemy's voice. The enemy's voice, right? He comes because he doesn't want you to hear him. He tries to distract you by giving you all these voices from different people. Your own voice, maybe you want something, but it's actually not good for you. So he allows it. He's like, yeah, go with that. And then the world's voice gets really loud at time of what you should be doing. You should have that job by now. You should have this by now. You should be better at this than that. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. In fact, I'm going to actually pull up two people here that I asked. So Wes, do you want to come up here and... You know, I figured I'm going to take this right now because you're going to be my brother-in-law soon anyway. So I figured I'd take it to pick on you right now. Noelle, if you want to come up here and just go on the drums. And so I just want to pick on you right now because, I mean, I'm sure I'll get picked on later. So, okay. And then I want Cal, can you come up here? Okay. And so what's going to go on, I want Noelle, I just want you to play loud. I just want you to play loud. Like you don't even have to play good, even though he's an unreal drummer. He needs his hearing protection. To play loud. And Wes, I just want you to like hum stuff and put random things into the mic. Just make noise. And so if you turn on his mic there.
Hello.
Okay. And for the sake of this one, just because I'm on a mic, just turn me down a little bit there, Glenn, so that he won't be able to. There we go. Okay. And so... On the count of three, I'm going to have you guys start playing, and I'm going to try and whisper something to Cal right here, Pastor Cal, okay? And we're going to see if you can hear me with all the noise.
Go out. Okay? Drown so, me out.
All right, ready? You
drown
guys, it's the pressure's on. Ready? They're like, no. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yum, 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 yum. Hum, dum, dum, bum, 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 hum, dum, hey! Yo! Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, oh, oh.
Okay, Cal, if you weren't able to read my lips, what was I saying?
The only thing I could catch is God loves you.
Okay, that's good. I did say that at one point. Yes. Okay, you're good now. All right, let's give a hand to Wes and Noelle as they go down here. Yeah, awesome. Oh, no, you stay up here. You're not off the hook yet. Yeah, you're staying up here. Okay? And so for the sake of this one, you could only hear God loves you, right? Which oftentimes we know that and it's easy to make out. Right? But God has other things to share with us. His love is real and we should accept that. But there's many more things that God wants to have us hear. But when it's noisy and loud, how hard was it here to make out the whole thing?
Oh, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Okay?
Yeah.
It was just crazy. That's all he's got to say. It was just wild. Okay. Yeah. All right. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm actually just going to, with no noise, I'm going to whisper it right now and just tell me what you hear. Cal, the Lord just loves you. He cares for you deeply. He wants to be around you. And you have a calling on your life for wherever you're going, and just be blessed as you go forward in life. And so I just want to pour that out on you, and just know that.
Amen.
Right? So you were able to, you could hear it fully, and so you could hear the full thing there. And so the noise, no noise.
Mm.
Which one was easier to hear?
No noise.
No noise, obviously. All right. Thanks, Cal. You passed the test. You can continue to pastor. In Wawanisa. Yeah, you did a good job. All right, okay. So obviously it's easier to hear when there's no noise. How many of you would agree that in the world, it gets noisy? You got bills. Maybe you're anxious about a relationship. Maybe things are going wrong. There's all these things. And the world's noise gets loud. Like the loud drums beating right behind you. And it becomes more and more difficult to hear God's voice. And if it becomes more difficult to hear God's voice, whose voice are you hearing? And so there's a verse in 1 Peter 5, 6 to 9 that says this. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. I think I put the wrong one in here. Is that up there too? Did I mix this up? Oh, I might have missed the second part of it. Okay, what's the second part of this? There should be a second part. There we go. I'm gonna have to read off here. I didn't put it in my notes. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. You're not alone. You're not alone on the chaos of the world and the noise around you. You're not alone. I just want to put that one more time out there. You're not alone. Believers all across the world, all the way to the Middle East, all the way to Asia, wherever you go, believers are going through the same thing and trying to hear God's voice and follow what he has for them instead of what the world has for him. And so if the enemy's coming to seek and prowl and destroy whoever's in front of him, are you allowing him to speak? That's one of the voices, and he likes to distract you. He loves to distract you from all of them. But here's the hard part is if I know I'm supposed to hear God's voice, but there's all these other voices, how do I know which one is God's? Has anybody had that before? How do I know which one's God's voice? And I'm going to give more strategies next week on that one as well. But for now, we need to know which ones to get rid of. And so if you want to show, have any of you guys seen a Q-tip? Right? What is the main function of a Q-tip? To put it in your ear, just stick it there. Right? Okay, yeah, you can stick it in your ear, but when you stick it in your ear, what's the purpose of that? To take out the earwax. You're cleaning out your ear. If I start to, I went to the doctor. Sophie told me to go get a checkup, and so I did. And one of the things they found was that my ear was clogged, right? They were like, well, I didn't even know. I just thought it was like, well, this is normal. But then he's like, actually, you got so much earwax in your ears that it's clogged. And he's like, you need to go and get that cleaned out. And so they put all this water down my ear. It was such a weird feeling. But then once it was drained out, once all the gunk and junk was taken out of my ears, guess what happened? I could hear better. Yeah. We got some smart people over there. Right? I could actually hear better. Amazing, right? Yeah, Sophie was happy because I could actually listen to her again. Yes. Okay? All jokes aside. But the whole point of that one is that I could hear. There was junk in my ears. But to draw it, why am I using that as an illustration? Is that we have the same thing in our own lives, in our spiritual lives. We've allowed the junk, the anxieties, all of these things in our lives to clog our ears. What our neighbors are saying, what our coworkers are saying, and it clogs our ears to what God is saying. We're so focused on listening to what others are saying that we're missing on the one voice that's actually important. The one voice that's important. But yet, we follow all of these other voices that could care less about us. Instead of the one who cared the most about us. But how do we get rid of these? How do we know which one is the voice of God? It's the question I've been saying all day. How do we know which one to listen to? Well, let's go to Psalm 51. How do we make ourselves pure, clean, clean out the junk in our own lives? Psalm 51, verse 10 to 12. This is David writing in the Psalms after he had just committed adultery and done some horrid things. And Nathan came up to him and he writes this in Psalm 51. Halfway through, I'm just giving you context to it. It says in verse 10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me my joy of your salvation and grant to me a willing spirit to sustain me. There's a couple things I want to point out in that. First of all, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. This is one of the most important things as a believer, as a Christian, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the guide, the teacher, the helper, the one that will lead us towards the Lord. When was the last time you asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, open the word to me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, teach me. When was the last time you heard about the Holy Spirit outside of, Holy Spirit, just come. Or Holy Spirit's here. When was the last time you, yourself, ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you in your steps? The Holy Spirit has sent to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ so that we may enter relationship with the Father. And so if you're not welcoming in the Holy Spirit to lead you to the Father, what are you welcoming in? How many of you guys have done this? God, why don't you hear me? God, where are you? God, what are you doing? How many of you guys? I've been there. I think we've all been there. Instead of asking, Holy Spirit, what are you doing? Holy Spirit, show me. Lord, show me. It's not about what I want, because oftentimes the voice that we're hearing isn't always, now, the Lord does bring things to us, but it's not always an easy path there. God does want to sustain us and allow us to grow. But sometimes there's some things in the way that we need to get rid of to clean out. But that means some things you don't want to get rid of. And that means listening to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit starts to say, hey, no, that's not good for you, are you going to ask for God to renew that part of your heart? Renew in me a pure heart. Are you going to ask for that? And are you willing to walk out the steps that come with it? In the listening, in Hebrews, listening is an action. And when we allow the Holy Spirit in, we ask to restore the joy. The Holy Spirit brings joy. It brings joy. We are allowed to be happy as Christians. We don't have to be moping around. But mom, but dad. We don't have to be always down like we're at the bottom. We don't. We don't have to live that down there and just expect, well, as Christians, we have to stay down here and accept a life of defeat because that's the suffering that comes with being a Christian. No, the Holy Spirit brings joy. God brings joy into your life. Oh, I'm going on a different note. That wasn't planned, but I just felt I needed to say it. The Holy Spirit brings joy. It brings joy, joy, joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. I don't know, that song just came up. Okay, we don't have to live low lives. We don't also have to just live in the peaks and think that's where the best part is. No, there's a balance of them. We're gonna go lows and allow God to lift us up. And then when we're at our highs, we rejoice and we still have these things. But even when we're at our lows, we can still have joy. But to get that joy, we need to be willing to listen. If the worship band wants to come back up here, start moving back up here. So, sorry, Noelle, you're going to come up again. You see, we need the Holy Spirit to hear God. You need the Spirit to hear it. You need him. You need it. That gunk, that junk, it's so hard to tell what's of God and what's not of God. And we get so distracted in what we want, what the world wants, and what everyone else is telling us that we forget about what God wants us, the main priority that should be in our lives. What is God calling you to? And are you listening in the Spirit? My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak. As I was thinking and praying about this, I want you guys to go home, and even tonight, as sitting there, think about these things. I challenge the youth to do this. What's blocking What's blocking my ears from hearing God? What gunk is in my life that needs to be taken out? And so you ask God, because you need to ask. But then the other part is, where am I not listening? What parts of my life am I hesitant to listen to? That's holding me back from the breakthrough that God's calling me to. And the other thing I want to do tonight, if you've been having a hard time hearing God's voice, or maybe when you first started your journey, you were so sensitive to the Spirit, so sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and you felt you drifted away, that the Lord's taken it away. Maybe that's you tonight. And I want to call you, if you feel like you've drifted away with the Holy Spirit because there's been gunk, whatever's come in there, I want to invite you to come to the front, and I want you just to lay yourself before the altar in front of God and say, God, I want more of your Holy Spirit. I want to hear you. I want to see you. I want to experience you. If you've been feeling like you're in a drought or you've been missing something, I welcome you to come to the front and ask for that Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never even experienced that before. Maybe you've never experienced the joy of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to come to the front and ask. Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit tonight. Maybe you need that joy. I don't know what that looks like for you tonight, but I want to welcome you to come to the front. It was last Sunday or two Sundays ago when Fusion was. I had hardened my heart to the Lord, and I didn't even know it. And Sherilyn Bambridge had just spoke out, and she's like, hey, I just feel like some people are to come to the altar and give them your dreams, your visions, and things like that. And so I came, and I was hesitant. I was like, I don't know. I feel like I'm supposed to go, but I'm scared. And so I chose to sit back for a little bit till the Lord pushed me. And as soon as I knelt at the altar, I broke down in tears. Because the Holy Spirit was finally able to allow me, or to allow it to speak to me. Sometimes it takes an action. Sometimes that takes that step. If you're afraid but you feel you need to come, come. Because I thought because I was a pastor, I couldn't come to the front. But when the Lord wants to move in your life, don't stop it. Listen to Him. So once again, if you feel like you're in a drought, if you feel like you want to receive that joy, you want to receive that Holy Spirit, I welcome you to come to the front and ask the Lord. But as you're asking, listen to what He has to say. You're beautiful, wonderful, all of these things. I don't know what He has to say to you tonight, but I welcome you to come to the front. So I'm going to pray. We'll have some people, if you need prayer or anything in that moment too, I will have that in a few moments. But we want to welcome you just to come to the front first and just ask. Ask of the Holy Spirit, just you and God, and a renewing of your salvation, a new joy that comes with the Holy Spirit. So Lord, I pray right now, Jesus, I know your heart for us, God, is for great things. And Jesus, you are our shelter, our refuge, the one that we can go to in all times. And I say, Holy Spirit, just come and fill the people who need to be filled tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray and I welcome you here. We say, dwell in this place, dwell in our hearts. And allow us to walk in the joy that you give us freely. tonight, Lord. Renew our hearts. Create in us a new heart and a new passion for you, Jesus, so that we may open our ears, clear the junk from our ears, from our lives, and allow us to listen. Allow us to be still before you, Jesus. So we may hear your mighty voice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Let's continue the conversation online. Visit us at bethelbrandon.ca or follow us on Facebook. Thank you.